Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
As we wrap up our week looking at Islam, we want to look at their view of the end times. Now, they will believe in heaven that they call paradise, and they will believe in a place called hell fire. Now, it's very important to see what happens within these two places. First off, I'm going to start with hell. The reality is they have a very graphic view of hell, much more graphic than what the Bible has. The Bible will refer to a lake of fire. The Quran is much more descriptive about hell being a place of torment. Why is that? Well, because much of what you're going to see in the Quran is that people want to be Muslims because of a fear of hell, because of what they fear. But it's not just a fear of hell that would cause someone to want to be a Muslim if they believe in the Quran. It is also what they see paradise to be. The interesting thing is things they say are sinful here on earth are what paradise is for them. In other words, they would say that alcohol in any form is wrong, sinful, and should not be done, and yet in heaven or in paradise, that's what they look forward to. They would argue that sex outside of the marriage is wrong, and yet what they're going to have is many wives, that many virgins. I don't know how these women remain virgins, but the reality is when you look at the Islam's view of paradise, it is clearly man-centric. The women aren't in the place of looking at favor. It is everything that the man would want. Now, if you would like to learn more about Islam, I encourage you to get my book, What Do They Believe, at whatdotheybelieve.com. You'll learn a lot more than what we had time to go over.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.